Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, as many as an additional 2,500. Do we really need them?
Whether we need them or not, we're going to get them. Now, this is the latest chapter in the Scoot story here in the Bay Area. They started out, you know, up and down the coast of California last year. Remember, names like Lime, Spin, Scoop. sometimes you think you're at the candy counter.
What are these things?
And they were all brightly colored, and they hit the streets of Santa Monica, San Francisco, just dumped out there, said, here, grab this up, put it on your app. And you can ride around for a buck or more. And, and people were outraged. People were upset. People were saying that they're parked badly. They're just on the sidewalks. They're not following the traffic rules. And there was a crackdown on them. But inevitably, in a transit-first city that is committed to getting people out of their cars, it's out of their cars onto buses, but also into anything else, bikes, scooters, or even electronic skateboards. And this is the latest chapter, and we're going to probably have more than any.
Yeah, I mean, the challenge for every city, and I tell you, read around the country, these things come in, people go nuts, then they come up with a plan, and then they come back. Oakland has been dealing with this, San Francisco, San Jose, San Diego's had some notorious issues with it. What is the end game here?
There is none. Stan, we are talking about the old throw it up against the wall and see what sticks. People over at the MTA, at least the directors, say, look, what we wanted to do was make sure that these things are regulated, that at least there's some controls, that they are going to have an ability and a need to park them and not obstruct the sidewalk. That's what they were really upset about. But they don't really have an end game because they're not sure how long all these companies and these scooters or electronic bikes are going to last. Because a lot of them are operating sort of on, you know, funded by venture capitalists saying, this is going to take off and make money. But right now, what they're doing is what a lot of apps do, running it halfway at a loss and collecting a lot of information off your cell phone while you're using them. And they wanted to, and that was, they're sitting there going, well, what happens after this shakes down?
Yeah, and of course, the investors are not interested in a modest little business here. That's not how these companies roll. These are backed by venture capital firms that expect a massive return on investment.
But so far, it's been really fluid. What we're seeing on the streets of San Francisco, largely, and then to some extent in other areas, is this like a quick evolution of the alternative to the car. You gotta remember, it started out, you know, looking at me, you remember when the racks went up for bicycles? And everybody said, we're going to have these various pick-up and drop-off bicycles. Well, that requires people to use their legs and bicycle. And they quickly got replaced, or they're being replaced by electronic bikes and electronic scooters and electronic skateboards that you don't have to pedal. You don't have to get sweat on. You can wear your regular clothes, hop on them, and move. The challenge is going to be in San Francisco and elsewhere, and we're already seeing it in Oakland, is that you're moving fast. These things move at a good rate of speed. People aren't wearing helmets. They're supposed to go to drivers of 16 and over, but you're seeing a lot of kids on them, and they're moving fast, and we're going to be seeing more of them. And they say that they have these platitudes out there that said they've agreed to try to curb bad behavior and keep them off the sidewalks. Good luck with that. Good. That is an ongoing thing, and they said they're going to try to enforce that. I'm going to look forward to the day I see a cop with a radar gun or something out on the sidewalk stopping these guys. But in the interim, they're back, and in a front page ad in today's Chronicle or a wraparound, they say, hey, San Francisco, let's try again. And that's what we're going to do.
Okay.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.